This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And it's time to welcome my final guest of the afternoon into the studio. It's Natalie Matanda. Very good afternoon to you, Natalie.
Hi, Neil. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Now, yeah. Tell us about yourself. You work here in Cambridge, do you?
Yes, I'm working in Cambridge right now. I'm training to be an architect, so it's got a long hair of me, but I will get there in the end.
Excellent. All right, lovely. You're not from around these parts, are you, or are you?
No, I'm not from here. I'm originally from Zimbabwe.
Okay.
I'm just here to work and study, but I'm actually originally from Zimbabwe, so okay. Yeah, so I came here to do my work. And
okay, and when did you first get into Cambridge?
I got into Cambridge about 2014. So I've been here for quite a while, but actually not Cambridge. I live in St. Neots.
Oh, right.
Yeah, St. Neots. But
no one can afford to live in Cambridge, Natalie. We need to know that.
Not straight from graduating. No,
absolutely not. Okay, now you're looking to form a Rotaract club. Now, I can remember Rotaract from when I was younger, but it seems to be one of those things that's kind of fallen by the wayside a little bit and maybe now needs a bit of a kick.
Tell us
what a Rotaract club is and what being involves.
So basically, the Rotaract Club is pretty much following the Rotarian Act of Service, so it's doing a lot of working with the community, but we're working part of the Cambridge Rotary Club.
Right.
So it's pretty much a group of 18 to 30 year olds who do a lot of like youth based activities, going to schools, speaking to different organisations who need help, like for example Jimmy. So it's kind of like working in service within Cambridgeshire area. So
yeah. Okay, but it's not like you all have to get together every week and go and clear out ditches and hedges or things like that, because it is a social type of thing,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah.
With this sort of charity work and social worky type thing tacked on. So how would it typically work? Would you get together and meet, or how do you get?
Well, it's depending on the group really, because most of the times you can meet about once a month. It doesn't have to be every week. It's when people are available. Some people can make it, some people cannot. So it's mostly just once a week. We can meet once a month. Sorry, we can meet at a pub, we can meet in a restaurant, we can meet in a cafe. So it's still a social way. We're still socializing, but in actual fact, we'll be coming up with different ideas for volunteering around Cambridge. So yeah, so it's social based, but at the same time, you're doing it for a good cause.
It does sound good. And because I mean, a lot of people will perhaps align themselves to a charity and say, "Well, I want to go and volunteer for cancer research or something like that." But this is presumably a much wider
one.
So you're going to get to try your hand at a load of different things and wind up doing different schemes.
Exactly, yeah. You get to do, like I said, different things. So you can be working with the local charities. You might end up working with some bigger charities than Cambridge. But like I said before, it's just working as a group of young people who want to do a service to the community, because it's supporting its young youth to come kind of like come together in social settings and kind of give back to our community. So,
okay. One of the things I'm guessing as well is, I mean, we're talking about working with charities. When people often say about that, I mean, I always think, oh, goodness, me, they're going to want me to get my paintbrush out and things like that. I don't paint at home, let alone you wouldn't want me painting your front door. But I presume it's fundraising type things is something else you can do. And that can be, you could put on a concert, couldn't you, and things like that.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could put on a concert. I've been doing these kind of things, like volunteering for many, many years now.
So have you? So is this why you want to do this?
Yes,
you kind of need some more people to help you with things that you've already done.
Yes, so I've done it before. I love running events, and especially events that give back to the local community. I'm that kind of person. When I was in university, I was president of UNICEF on campus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've had that experience, so I can actually go out there. I know the resources needed, the people needed. It is really social, and it is fun to be involved in community-based projects. And like I said before, it does not have to be like an every week kind of thing, and it is really nice to be a part of.
Yeah, and I guess as well, I mean, people of your age, I'm like, oh, I feel so old. Yes, I probably am, thank you. But a lot of people around your age, you're finishing up on courses, there's always seems to be another course you need to do. If you're at university, you're just finishing up, you got your degree, and then there's all the postgraduate stuff, and then there's your masters, and then there's some other thing that you need to go and get. I guess it is a trick for youngsters nowadays to fit all this into their lives. So what sort of commitment would people have to do, or is it fairly open-ended like that?
It's fairly open-ended. Like when I said, when I was in Newcastle, I had people who were doing different different things. So some of them were doing master's degrees, undergrads. It was so open that whatever time they can dedicate to it, it can be even once in 3 months, as long as you're willing to help. And that one time that you've done it, you've put all, you're all into it, it's great. Like I said, it's open-ended, so anyone can come in and they can not come back for 5 months or something, but it's still quite a really involved thing to be a part of. So it's not a commitment that yes, you have to be here all the time to every single meeting. No, it's not. It's fairly open-ended, but the important thing is establishing that core team member that kind of ignites everything at the start, and we can get people who can come here and there to help out at our different functions, our different fundraising events. So it'll be great for people who are willing to help, even if it's just once every 3 months or once every year. It doesn't have to be quite a regimented thing to be a part of.
I guess as well, a lot of the things that we see, I mean, I don't know about you, but I walk around Cambridge and you see all the laminated stuff done onto the railings and stuff. But a lot of it is for just university. And we're talking about people who live here necessarily. Yes. I mean, we're not talking about, oh, you have to be a student studying at Cambridge University. Yeah. We're talking about the local population. And I guess in a way, we are really aiming it at the local population, because the students are going to be moving off, and you know, some stay, obviously, but a lot of people will be going. This is stuff that local residents can get involved in. So this isn't so many of the things you see on the railings are not for not really aimed at that market. Yeah, but this is. You are specifically looking for people from around here.
Yes, we're specifically looking for people who are around here and who know about different communities that need the help, that need young people to come in. Even just talking to the youth who are younger than 18, if it's just need people who are around that age group just to come and have a chat with people who need just support. That's the important thing, and kind of establishing people within the community who know of these different areas that need our support will be absolutely great.
I'm guessing though that the first few people through the door are probably going to wind up on some sort of committee, but that tends to be the way these things work. But I guess the more it is a case of within reason, the more people who get involved at the start, the merrier, isn't it?
Yes, the more people at the start and the merrier. Like I said, it's all about initiating this Rotaract so that we can get more and more people involved in it. But yes, the first 10 or so people, or even less, will be part of the core team, and which is really important to be a part of, because you will be the people who have re-established the Rotaract Club within
Cambridge. You're going to wind up shaping the direction that a club will take.
So you're actually going to pass it on to the next people who come on, because obviously not everyone stays between 18 to 30 for the whole life. So obviously, but the people within that age range can be part of it and help push it up, and then other people can then end up coming into the Rotary Club.
It sounds great, and I know from the work that came when there's I think it's 4 or 5 Rotary Clubs in the area in Cambridge, and I mean from everything from the annual charity Christmas concert through to the car parking, the people do get involved. We Bridge the Gap. I was at the Bridge the Gap walk this morning, and Rotary are there because they do a lot of the help with marshalling and things like that.
Yeah.
So it is a great way just to get involved in other projects across the community, isn't it? So if you're a Cambridge person, it's a great way to stick your nose into everybody else's business, frankly, and be involved.
100%, yeah.
All right, if people think this is the sort of thing I'd like to do, how are we going to find you?
You have to go on the Rotary website. So that's rotary.ribi.org.
Blimey, you're good.
I remembered it. So you just have to go on that website, and there's a link to sign up for the Rotaract Club. Just on, if you go scroll further down to the bottom of the page, you'll be able to find the link to the Rotaract.
Excellent. All right. And if you're just wondering about who's driving along thinking, I can't write that down, just Google Rotary Club of Cambridge and make sure you get the UK one, not the Massachusetts one, because otherwise you might find meetings for a bit of a journey. But that sounds really good. So you're at the early stages. When are we hoping to get something up and running on this?
Well, it's not indefinite for now, but like I said, I will be going back to university in the next 4 months.
Right.
But I'll still be working in Cambridge. But I want to kind of like establish that core member now that I've got all my full-time attention right now.
Right.
So it's kind of like, it's not necessarily a kind of pushing everything, whoever want to get involved. It's kind of like, well, we just want to establish even a couple of people just to kind of get our heads around together.
Decide what sort of club you want.
Yeah, decide what sort of club we want, how to promote it and get more people involved. So, hopefully by September we should have some a core team of a couple of people to be part of it. So, yeah.
Fantastic. So if you're aged 18 to 30, or if you've got children or relatives who are aged 18 to 30, and it sounds like Rotaract is just the thing for you. Natalie, you're very enthusiastic about this. If they're all like you, my goodness me, there'll be some money raised as a result.
Fingers crossed.
Very good. So there you are. So if you'd like to get in touch, I mean, if you're driving along, you can just send an email to us here at the studio and we'll pass it on to Natalie. So you can just use studio@cambridge105.co.uk or Google Rotary Club of Cambridge and follow the links to the Rotaract link at the bottom of the page there. But for now, good luck with it, Natalie
Thank
Matanda.
Very
Thanks very much indeed
Thank
for coming
you.
In this
Thank
afternoon.
You for having me.
And when you've got it all up and running, let us know all your events and we'll make sure to pass the word.
Great. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks very much.
Thank you.